Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I told you yesterday that I was going to go out and buy a poll. We are buying a poll. It'll be out in the next few weeks. I'm not going to say what polling agency we decided to go with, but it's scientific, calling thousands of Americans by their supposed scientific polls. And I'm just struggling to have it be a short poll, but that doesn't cost as much money, so they're trying to sell me some 14-foot long one. But it won't be like the other polls they're asking about Ron Paul, where they ask about sexual positions when you say Ron Paul is your candidate to get you to hang up the phone so they can throw you out of the sample. All right, I have a ton of really important news here in front of us today that I haven't even begun to get into. And we're going to be walking through that today in the hour that we have left. I just had Gail Zappa on, Frank Zappa's widow. Very interesting interview, and I'm going to get Dweezil on as well. Just know that that will be coming up in the future for you. I have a lot of economic news. I'm going to go over Blackwater news, House subcommittee presentation equates 9/11 truth with terrorism. The subprime black hole is getting scarier is the headline. This is just some of what we're going to be going over today. But frankly, I can hardly even talk. I'm so angry about what's happening in our government training camps and the lies and the fraud. It's time for us to get angry about the lying that we see concerning telling children they'll go to jail if they don't take shots and telling their parents they will when there's no law. And this is definitely setting the precedent across the country to make you go to these relocation centers or emergency centers and take forced inoculations when they stage some bio-release. And we just had the story 2 weeks ago about Walmart training people to drive through and get thousands of free flu shots out the window. And there was even video of them injecting them out the window. In fact, John, I forgot to send that to you. Go Google that. Free flu shots at Walmart in terror drill. Pull that up if you can. I want to play that later. But listen to this. We haven't played the clip yet where they're wiring these school cameras into the police stations either. But this is by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. No law says parents have to get their children vaccinated. Government media propaganda hoax continues as parents in Maryland hoodwinked and threatened into believing it is the new law to vaccinate kids. Error-strewn Fox News report relays this information. News networks and state authorities are once again engaging in mass public deception by claiming that vaccines for children are mandated by law and that parents will go to jail if kids do not take the shots. In reality, there is no law that says you have to vaccinate your children, and waiver forms for personal and religious exemptions are freely available. A situation in Prince George County, Maryland, has attracted media attention and once again provided a platform for a propaganda push that falsely implies it is the law for children to be vaccinated with mass-produced big pharma shots that are often not stringently tested and have been linked to dangerous side effects. Boy, that's putting it lightly. More than 2,300 children in Prince George County have been expelled from school for up to a month and a half because they have not received their, quote, shots for chickenpox and hepatitis B. This Saturday, the parents of more than 1,600 children have been ordered to attend circuit court, where medical officials will be on standby to forcibly inject their children in a scenario befitting a scene of science fiction horror movie. Somebody's got to go to this and videotape this and protest this. School officials have said the parents will receive a verbal reprimand from the judge because they can't do anything else. See, it's all psych warfare. We're going to come back, finish up with this. I just can't talk about anything but this. If you've got your children in a government death camp, and that's what they are, they're death camps, you're insane. I know you don't have the money. Hey, get another job, or don't get divorced so you can take care of your kids. Even if you hate each other, you ought to stay together to love them. It takes a man and a woman fighting as hard as they can just to protect their children from the demon system.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing, in reality, there's no law that says you have to vaccinate your children, and waiver forms for personal or religious exemptions are freely available. But again, you don't even need that. They just say, oh, there's a waiver to something that isn't even a law to begin with. You understand? But if you want to do the waiver, go ahead and do it. A situation in Prince George County, Maryland, has attracted media attention and once again provided the platform for a propaganda push that falsely implies that it is the law for children to be vaccinated with mass produce big pharma shots that are often not stringently tested and have been linked with dangerous side effects. Plus, I would add, we have a criminal government that murders us all the time, and secret tests they've now declassified. Shouldn't trust them to do anything. If you had a neighbor that murdered thousands of people in secret bioweapon attacks, would you trust him to now inject you? Just come on, man. What is wrong with you people? More than 2,300 children in Prince George County have been expelled from school for up to a month and a half because they have not received the shots for chickenpox and hepatitis B. And it goes on. This Saturday, the parents of more than 1,600 children have been ordered to attend circuit court where medical officials will be on standby to forcibly inject their children in a scenario befitting of a science fiction horror movie. School officials have said the parents will receive a verbal reprimand from the judge and be ordered to have their children immunized in the courthouse. The students will be then allowed to return to school. Parents who refuse to comply will get fines and could be jailed for up to 10 days. Because they're saying, we'll waive your truancy charges, though we expelled you. They expel you for no reason. They kick your child out. They ruin their, quote, education at the death camp. They kick them out of the death camp, the brainwashing camp, the New World Order federally controlled indoctrination center. And then these scum have the nerve to then say, all right, if you agree... See, it's all contract law. If you agree right now to take that shot, we will let you off for the truancy. When they triggered it. See that lawyer trick? And it's the same from Louisiana to Texas to Tennessee to New York to Alabama to right through from Kansas right through to New Mexico right through to California. I mean, mass fraud, mass evil. And they don't just operate at this level. They do it everywhere. They do it everywhere, in every way, every day. And most of the idiots at the school and most of the police don't know. They actually believe this. Do you like being fooled? Do you like being gamed? Do you like always being wrong? You know, we protested and demonstrated and sued. They gave hundreds of thousands of troops the anthrax shots. Thousands died excruciating deaths. And then it came out that Admiral Crow's facility, quote, had problems at Bioport in Lansing, Michigan, quote, problems. Jeffrey Dahmer accidentally grabbed people and injected acid in their brains and raped them. Hitler accidentally came to power. No, there's no accident. It was a giant test, and they were filled with cancer viruses. Go read it. Pull up Bioport shut down. By the way, they reopened it. They're now injecting the troops with the shots from more than 10 years ago. I mean, it was just vats of foul monkey kidneys and the rest of it, and all the viruses. You know, they breed this stuff up in pig tissue, monkey tissue. They tell you, oh, no, this was bred on egg whites. And egg yolks, yeah, but they take the original source samples and then grow those in the egg whites or in fetal parts. Oh, yeah. A lot of vaccines for humans are bred in baby paste, ground up pulped babies, aborted fetuses with all sorts of viruses in them. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable. And you know, let's say... 99 of the 100 babies they pulp don't have those cancer viruses in them naturally. Because, you know, mama had them. One baby that's pulped. And I'm sorry to talk like that. That's what they do. They pulp them. You know, they turn an apple into applesauce. They pulp it. Turn it into pulp. They take that baby pulp, and that's what they grow your goodies in. Your goodies. Just like knowingly for more than 10 years, Bayer Pharmaceutical took blood from prisons in the United States, even after it was against the law to do it. The corrupt state governors like Bill Clinton, but it continued after, took that in Factor VIII and hundreds of thousands known, more than 200,000 known hemophiliacs died directly from Factor VIII. And now it came out last year, even on MSNBC. We had Papantonio, the lawyer that beat him here on air. And people in France on Bayer's board there went to prison. Not here, not in New Zealand, not in Canada. By the way, when the Hemophiliac Society of Canada started the lawsuit back in the late 1990s, in one night they got firebombed, and then the office of the doctor that blew the whistle in Little Rock got attacked, and his whole office destroyed and firebombed. These people don't play games. Oh, you want to take... a vaccine that Bayer puts out, a blood product, every shot had HIV and hepatitis of every form, A, B, and C. Horrible, painful deaths. Because they would take thousands of blood donors' blood and wouldn't test any of it. Though it only cost $1 per pint at the time. But it wasn't just about profits, it was about eugenics. And they shipped that blood around. That's one more example. I've been using that a lot, because that's been in the news, and people have heard of that. I could mention all the other stuff, you wouldn't believe it. Imagine the cold, dark power of taking a two-year-old foster child and strapping them down in a head gurney and sliding them into a big radiation tank and hitting them with 50,000 times the safe level of radiation. Many children in U.S. tests died on the gurneys. They will murder you and your family with extreme pleasure. As soon as they get their system in place, and as soon as they think they've got the cops ready to carry it out, thank God they're not ready and they haven't been able to turn them yet. But if they have a big enough terror attack, they will accept it and go along with it. They want to unleash this type of hell on us like they did in China, and like they did in Russia, and like they did in Nazi Germany, like they did in Rwanda, like they did in Turkey to the Armenians. I am not going to sit here and take this anymore. Let me tell you something, police, because you're where the rubber meets the road. I don't even blame you, but you're where the rubber meets the road. You better not laugh and giggle in your squad car. You better go research Bayer Pharmaceutical and what I told you. You better go research the blood product coming out of Arkansas and Texas. That's just one of the famous cases, so I mentioned Arkansas. It was all 50. You better go and research what they're putting in the vaccines they give you. They don't tell you what's in your water, do they? They don't care about you. Why do I get so mad? How would you not get mad? Cold-blooded murderers strapping 2 and 4 and 5-year-olds down and frying them so hard they die in an hour? Some they just hit with 10,000 times, 5,000 times, 1,000 times, just to study the little kids. And you ought to go through the files. You go to the major federal websites, they'll have tens of thousands of files on foster kids they'd take. They'd have the foster child when they were 2 because the mother was poor and they said she couldn't take care of them. And the child's got a cleft palate but has got a good mind. And they take that child and they test on them for 20, 30 years till they're 40 years old. And you look at their records and they've been through thousands of god-awful pesticide tests and tests pulling their teeth out and tests cutting into their brains and tests you just can't even imagine. You don't know how evil these people are. You don't have any capacity to even deal with it. We're all dead. You understand that? As soon as they get their system in place, they're going to start spraying our whole cities. They got helicopters on standby. Declassified Sunshine Project 2000 got that release from Congress. I'm sick of these murderers getting away with it. And I'm sick and tired of scumbag schools and scumbag newspapers and scumbag television getting up there from coast to coast, border to border, telling you it's the law. You got to take their vaccines. They're a bunch of criminals. They're a bunch of scum. They wrongfully kicked these kids out to force them and get them into the system. Wrongfully, criminally, then hop them up and inject them with their death. I got people all around me. There are people across the street at the coffee shop. About half of them I know have got cancer. There are 2 people working at my office. Both their girlfriends have got cancer. I mean, serious cancer. I'm mad, man. They're 20-something years old. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to sit here and take it anymore. They eased you into this water when it was nice and cool, and they've been turning that heat up real slow, froggies. And I'm sitting here on the edge of the pan, it's burning my feet, and I'm trying to reach down to you, and I'm a little fat little froggy telling you, get out of there, froggies, get out of there. And you look up at me, and you giggle, and you snicker at me, and I'm watching you boil, and I'm watching your eyes go red, and I'm watching some of the froggies sink under the water and boil to death. And I'm watching them grab people's kids, and I'm watching the war, and I'm watching the DU and the troops coming back and dying. And I'm watching the illegal aliens running all over us, and the wages plunging, and the dollar dying, and everything else coming down and happening around us because a bunch of psychopathic killers run the world, and you won't wake up from their programming and their brainwashing to realize what they're doing. So you just remember this, cops. When your 30-year-old wife dies, it seems they've targeted women more than men, and women tend to go get more shots and believe in the medical care system more. And I've looked at statistics and found out women on average are taking about double the vaccines of men. There's direct correlations here. I just tell you what, when your kids are dying of leukemia when they're three, when you look at all the kids dying on your streets from the shots and from the stuff they're drinking and everything else, maybe then you're going to wake up, officer. Maybe you're going to wake up. I pray it doesn't come to that for you and your family. I pray you listen to me and don't give them the shots so your son or daughter survives. And I want you to join us and realize you're under enemy attack. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 14, 2007, gold 8, 1380. Old school coins can be purchased for $838.24, 413.10 for half, 206.55 for quarter. That's $838.24, 413.10 and 206.55. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and increment implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Why did the first George Bush attack Iraq? Why did his son go into Iraq? Are we really fighting a war on terrorism? We'd like for you to know. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you been told why the world is more dangerous than ever? Communist China and Russia are arming. Both supply the military in South American countries. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Lawns, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. We can make
earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's a cord that needs a rose. I've been told and never been told.
Welcome back.
See the light. Stand up for your eyes. Come on,
get up, stand up.
I am outraged.
Stand up for your eyes.
There is a overt chemical, biological, radiological war going on against us, our troops, and the entire world. The people running our government hate America, are doing everything they can to destroy it, while wrapping all their criminal activity in the flag. They have a pack of morons that will carry out anything and everything they say. And I'm tired of it. I mean, here is just a microcosm of it. This is Reuters today. No need for more oil now, OPEC tells U.S. OPEC sees no need to increase oil production at any moment. Secretary General Abdullah al-Baradei said today, rejecting a U.S. appeal to boost output sooner than the producer group's meeting next month, as it goes towards $100 a barrel. But the feds really aren't trying to lighten up on the American people, because they have blocked any new pipelines in Alaska. They have blocked, not the environmentalists, any of the extra oil being sold in the U.S. 80% of it goes to Asia, 20% goes to the West Coast. They're doing everything they can to artificially shut down oil production in this nation. That's come out in all their own documents and lawsuits, and the Associated Press has reported on it. We've covered that. But look how slick they are, where they've got phony environmental groups out there saying we can't have more oil wells in Alaska when there's more oil there than Saudi Arabia. Look at how they're raping us. And then putting out news articles about how OPEC is the one doing it to us. Well, of course they're involved. It's like a branch on the same tree. Meanwhile, we have things like this. House subcommittee presentation equates 9/11 truth with terrorism. Steve Watson put this out on Infowars.net. More info than we had for you yesterday on it and the video. Represents the internet sites such as MySpace and YouTube as virtual terror training camps, and then equates terror training with architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. By the way, Richard Gage is coming to speak this Saturday, I think, in Austin. We're the ones exposing the government for being behind the terror, and so they come out and they say, oh, we're the terrorists. We're with the terrorists. I mean, go read the transcript. Go read the article. Go see this for yourself. Okay, let's say the government didn't carry out 9/11. They admit they radiated more than 4,000 foster children that they killed. They radiated tens of thousands of others. There, right there, you're a terrorist. You killed more people up into the 60s, from the 40s to the 60s, mid-60s, and that's when we don't have the new stuff declassified. They say they're never releasing it now. They used to release it. That's more than 9/11 that you murdered. So there, done. You're convicted. See? And there's thousands of other cases, and then hundreds of admissions where the criminals that run our government, it's not our government, the criminals that run it, that have hijacked it, have carried out terror attacks all over the world to blame it on their enemies and have control. And we list those examples in Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terrorism. That's why we're in so much trouble. These people have made a science out of killing us, out of controlling us, out of poisoning us. And I'm not that even nice of a person. I don't even think of myself as some kind of saint or angel, and that makes me so mad. And I want to go out and help homeless people. I want to go out to soup kitchens. I want to get people off drugs. I want to help poor people. I have no time. I want to spend time with my family, but you know, I'm setting up the times right now at least two or three times to go work a day at soup kitchens at one Methodist church my parents go to, First Methodist, to go and work at the Salvation Army for a day with soup, giving money to Meals on Wheels, looking at setting up some driving dates Christmas Eve, because we need to help people, and it isn't the government that's going to do it. But for real charity, it's just stopping you from taking these shots. I mean, how do you not have the drive to warn people and help people? I don't understand it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm scheduled to have one of the public servants, one of the government officials, on in about 10 minutes to talk about this wonderful thing of claiming everybody has to take shots or they'll be arrested. Up in Maryland, you gotta go to the judge's office and be injected. I mean, come on. So we'll see if he shows up in the next 5 minutes. It's actually in the next 5 minutes. If he's not here in 4 minutes, call him, John. Let me tell you about an event that's coming up in just a few days that you really ought to attend. If you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or Austin or anywhere in Texas, I'd come in from Oklahoma for this baby. If you're up in Oklahoma, it is the Freedom Law School 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. It's going to be on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, running from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they're going to have classes on the Constitution, 9/11 Truth, Taxation, just its incredible speakers, William Rodriguez, Tommy Cryer, Larry B. Craft, Dave Von Kleist, Jason Burmes, Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Robert Lawrence, Joe Bannister, the list goes on and on. Each one of these people would be worth it just to go hear him speak. And it's $92. And that's the Freedom Law School, 760-868-4271, 760-868-7, I can't talk, 760-868-4271 to get tickets, or livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. Freedom Law School, 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. And something I really think you ought to get in this time of massive debt and problems is the Debtor's Secret Weapon book and three CDs. One CD's got like 60-something hours of audio books and presentations on it. The book alone teaches you how to get rid of harassing creditors and stop badgering you. Proven techniques, learn how to negotiate your own debt without the use of creditors, understand how creditors will try to seize your assets and how to keep them from doing it, understand the mindset of collectors so you can know how to play their game, keep your assets but lose your debts, learn how to obtain good credit, on and on and on, regardless of your credit score. 877-327-0365. Give them a call. Get the book and CD package. 877-327-0365, outin90.com, outin90.com, Debtor's Secret Weapon Book, and three CDs. Now, we're joined, I really appreciate him coming on his busy schedule, by Glenn Ivey, and he is the current state's attorney for Prince George County in Maryland. It's a former federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C., who also served as assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia in 1990 until 94. And his bio goes on and on. He's also a championship former basketball player. And you can go to glennivey.com to learn more about him. I saw him in this Fox 5 newscast where they were talking about people are going to be arrested and spend, it said, 10 days in jail and or a fine if they don't take their vaccinations. And then it was 1,600, and then the Washington Post reported even more. It reported that it was, let me find the number here, 2,300 that hadn't been vaccinated. And so joining us to tell us about this, because it was posted on Drudge and made a lot of big headlines, is Glenn Ivey. Mr. Ivey, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell us in a nutshell what's happening.
Well, we've had, as you pointed out, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 kids who have not gotten all of their shots taken care of, and so they're not able to go to school. We've tried to do it the easy way with free vaccinations and vaccination days we've done around the county, the school system, the health department, but you know, we still have a lot of parents that haven't complied, so they asked the court system to help out, and I was willing to step in.
Mr. Ivey, you're a lawyer, and you've also worked as a federal prosecutor, and now you're the state's attorney for Prince George County, a very large populated county. How many people are in your county?
We're somewhere in the neighborhood of 875,000.
So that's a big county.
Yeah, we are. This covers the east side of Washington, D.C.
Now, if you watch this Fox 5 newscast, have you seen that?
I have not.
Well, I mean, they talk about how for not taking the shots, they're going to be arrested. But isn't it really that there's no law you have to take the vaccines? But then if you're truant, that's when criminal penalties kick in?
Yeah, there's a statute here in Maryland. It's called Child in Need of Supervision. And I have used it for chronic truancy cases to pressure the parents to get their kids back in school. We would use that same theory on the vaccinations case. If we've, you know, exhausted all other opportunities and options.
Well, the reason I got you on, I appreciate you coming on in a timely fashion, is that you, out of the principals, the teachers, the parents, are not ignorant of the law. You're obviously a very intelligent and successful individual. You know this is coercion because there is no law you have to take the shots. By state and federal law, they're supposed to present them with the waiver form for religious, medical, or other objections, and that the schools then kick them out wrongly, claiming they can't be there without the shots because they're mandated by the governor in the state as recommended, and then once the truancy kicks in that was caused by the school falsely expelling them, then you attempt to use the criminal code against them.
No, I think the way it would work is if there's a failure to use the exemption process for religious objections or other objections. Say, for example, parents that are concerned about autism, they can choose
that process. Are the parents being educated? I mean, are you telling them that at the school?
Yes, actually, and that's been part of our message outreach through the media as well. If you need that process, that's fine. But if you're not going to do the process, if you're not going to try to use the exemption approach, and you're not even going to contact us, and your kids are missing school, yeah, I'm willing to intervene
and
use the law to pressure them to put their kids back in school.
But they're absolutely missing school because the school kicked them out for not taking the vaccines.
Yes, that's
so
correct.
So the school precipitated them, so how can they be criminally liable when the school kicked them out for something that's a policy and not a law?
Well, actually, the public health laws do require vaccinations in absence of the use of the exemption process.
Well, so, I've looked at the Maryland law, and it's similar to Texas and the other 50 states and protectorates and possessions, and the governor or the legislature, depending on the state, recommend that it be added to the list of mandated, recommended vaccines, now over 50 in the average state. I believe your state's 51. Some states were as high as 54. Some states were as low as 32 mandated shots, and that this is a color of law situation because you can't even demand a waiver if there's no enacting law. The waiver just simply gives a color of law, and I believe this is a civil rights violation.
Civil rights violation?
Yes.
Well, there's an exemption process that the parents can use if they'd like to. I guess I'm not sure I'm following.
We're going to interview a bunch of the parents, and we're going to find out if when they were expelled, they were presented with the vaccine waiver forms, the immunization waiver forms, because we found in cases right here in Texas and cases in D.C. 5 years ago and cases in Portland, Oregon, that they are not being presented with that because the schools have federal funds attached to a high rate of inoculation.
Well, from my perspective, what we're doing in the court process, I'm not sure what happened in Texas, but, you know, we move forward with the legal process only in egregious circumstances. So if we've got somebody that has an exemption and they want to raise that, that's fine. But if they don't and their kids are missing school and there's no explanation for why they're missing school, and the issue is the failure to get the shots, yeah, I'm willing to move forward with legal action. Yes.
Mr. Ivey, there is obvious coercion here if they're implying in the TV and in the press, in the paper, in the Washington Post, that it's the law, you've got to take the shots, that's why you're going to jail for 10 days, your last chance to come take the shots, and then they might add as a caveat, by the way, there's a waiver. That judge needs to be there saying, there's a waiver right here for any of you that don't want to take this, and I guarantee you, you're going to have 90% of those people that are getting wise to the vaccines. I mean, it's even on Oprah Winfrey now, and as this intensifies, the establishment isn't going to be able to continue on with this ruse that you've, quote, got to take shots. It's like Governor Perry said, you've got to take the human papillomavirus shot. He said it was the law, and we actually read the law. It was a executive order telling the state of Texas Health Department that he wanted it on the list of recommended. Then the schools, in bed with Big Pharma, call it mandatory. So what I'm saying is, you shouldn't be expelling children because they won't take the shots, because them taking the shots is clearly them refusing with their God-given right to say no. I mean, do Americans have a right to say we don't want the government injecting us with whatever they want after the Tuskegee experiment and the government radiating and killing 4,000 children in foster care?
Are you kidding me? You're going to compare this to the Tuskegee experiment?
Oh, absolutely.
Come on, like, serious. This is... I thought this was a serious
Nobel
interview.
Prize winners have now.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, you didn't know?
TB vaccinations are equivalent to the Tuskegee experiment?
This isn't TB. This is hepatitis B, a sexually transmitted that they don't even recommend in most states for people unless they're in a medical work, police work, or going to be having blood transfusions.
I didn't get hepatitis B shots for my kids, so I'm not really sure where you're going on this.
It says it's hepatitis B.
There's an exemption that's available. That process is available. Saturday is going to be in the courthouse with judges there who will make the determinations as to how that's going to go forward.
So they're doctors now.
They're doctors?
The judges are the ones. That's pretty science fiction. Thousands of kids and people in white lab coats. Do you know what governments have done through vaccines? Did you know they've done bioweapons tests through vaccines with inner-city populations? Did you know that they have taken African-Americans, and I'm not saying this because you're black, this is what we talk about every day, in New York and taken foster kids and tested pesticides on them?
We're not testing pesticides on any kids.
I don't trust the government, Mr. Ivey. I don't trust a government that sterilized 450,000 women without their consent until 1985.
We're not sterilizing any women. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
The state, okay, you've got somebody who's committed crimes against humanity and against the population. Did you know that the whole family courts were set up in the U.S. by the Federal Eugenics Records Office with state funding, and that the entire social worker / inoculation center is part of, quote, genetic and racial hygiene, and that these whole programs are hiding? Do you know how many cancer viruses have been found in vaccines? You know,
the crimes against humanity, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. We're trying to give kids vaccines so they can go back to school and we can maintain the eradication of some of the most serious diseases that wiped out thousands of people here in the United States.
If they cared about TB, sir, they'd be locking down the borders.
Locking down the borders?
Yeah, that's where the TB is coming in.
I got to tell you, the vaccine program that we're talking about here in Prince George's County doesn't have anything to do with the borders.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Mr. Ivey.
Or eugenics.
Why did you give your children the hepatitis shot?
Experiment. Well, it was a decision we made. We just let the school system know. But, you know, I'm not saying that anybody has to do a particular set of these. But there's an exemption process. If you want to use that and explain why you don't want to use those, that's fine. But if you're not going to do that, and you're just not going to have your kids vaccinated, and they're not in school, that's a problem, and I'm going to fix it. Tuskegee experiment has nothing to do with this. Border control has nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. We want to have healthy kids in our schools, and we want our kids in school.
Mr. Ivey, I find it very interesting that you are a middle-class, well-educated, intelligent person, and you decided to not have the admittedly dangerous Hep B given to your children. And I bet my bottom dollar a lot of these poor families, and I saw them on the news, have no idea about laws and color of law and that there's a waiver and that there's not even a law behind it to begin with, and you're going to use some welfare clause that they're bad parents with chronically truant children to try to drag them into a court, and I bet we're going to have people there, and we're going to see if that judge tells them there's waivers.
Bring them in. Well, I'd love to have you bring them in. You tell me if you see anything related to the Tuskegee experiment or eugenics or anything along those
lines. Let me tell you how it's related to Tuskegee.
I look forward to, you know, having your folks come, and, you know, they can talk to the judges, and they can see what's going on. But I guarantee you, I'm not involved in anything that's pushing a Tuskegee experiment. I'm not involved in any kind of testing. I'm not trying to.
Well, Mr. Ivey, we didn't say you were.
Crazy
we didn't say you
lines.
Were.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I said the government, Mr. Ivey, has been caught doing things with vaccines. It's been caught doing illegal tests. It's been caught doing things predominantly with blacks in this country.
I tell you what, if you've got evidence of any kind of illegal vaccines or activities in Prince George's County, let me hear it right now.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what's going on. This is color of law.
Evidence. Do you have any evidence that we're doing anything inappropriate
yes.
or wrong with these vaccines?
Yes. Let me tell you, the people in this newscast, not saying you, Mr. Ivey, are implying that it's the law you've got to take these shots and you're going to get 10 days in jail, and they're not telling people that the school suspended them to begin with for something that there was a waiver for. The school is inappropriate.
Well,
kicking people out of school
said,
for nothing.
You drew the analogy between the Tuskegee experiments and eugenics.
Let me answer it.
What is the evidence that connects anything we're doing to that?
Let me tell you. I'm not saying what you're doing, sir. You're compartmentalized. What I'm saying...
Well, Prince George's County.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Because you're trying to impeach me and then not let me talk.
Okay.
Let me just tell you this, Mr. Ivey. There are tens of thousands of declassified examples of the federal government through the states in public schools going back through the 20s right through to today in New York and in Dallas and
Prince
all
George's
of,
County?
Not Prince George's County.
Okay.
I'm not
Any
done.
Place in Maryland?
I'm
maybe?
Saying we don't trust the vaccines. They've been shown to be dangerous, especially the Hep B shot. And I was saying I don't trust the government, and parents don't trust the government, and predominantly, and your area is mainly black, isn't it? They don't trust the government because they know what the government's done to them. I'm saying that's
well,
why...
Well, I don't know about that. We got 136,000 kids in our Prince George's County schools. We got 2,000 that are out of compliance. It's kind of a stretch to say that most don't trust the government when 134,000 have gotten the shots done, don't you think?
Oh, isn't that a record number, thousands that haven't taken it?
I don't know if it's a record or not. You're talking about Texas. I don't know what's going on there. But you're talking about eugenics and the Tuskegee experiment. I've yet to hear you say anything about our
county. You're not listening. You keep
or our state.
That's a straw man.
That we've done anything like that.
That's a straw man, Mr. Ivey.
This is what you said.
No, I said you cannot trust the vaccines. You're not a virologist. You're not an epidemiologist. You haven't looked at what is in those Hep B shots. And I'm saying the government and the vaccine makers, Bayer Pharmaceutical just lost a lawsuit for knowingly, in their factor VIII, every shot of it had AIDS in it, and hundreds of thousands died, including tens of thousands in this country and Canada, and the documents just came out on MSNBC that they knowingly shipped it out with AIDS in it. My point is...
Here to my people here in Prince George's County?
I'll guarantee you hemophiliacs died in Prince George's County in the last 10 years from factor VIII.
That they got through vaccines here in the Prince George's County school system?
It is a blood product administered similarly to a vaccine. My point is, sir...
Is that a yes or a no? You don't know. You haven't produced any evidence about anything.
I produced nothing but evidence. I brought you on here, and you admitted there's no law. You have to take those shots, and you're using the school kicking someone out, then bringing in truancy laws to criminally go after people. You admitted it. Is there a law? Is there a law?
Is there a law?
Is there a law? You've got to take vaccines.
We're glad we have an exemption that people can use this if they think it's appropriate. That's why it's there.
Yeah. Now, the newscast is clear. It's implying you have to take the vaccines. Mr. Ivey, we're going to let you go, but you can hold over to the last segment if you want to try to counter.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls the dice.
fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
Well, I just talked to Mr. Ivy. He had to go into court in 4 minutes, so he left us.
The poor sticks.
And he didn't let me finish my statement that we had Tuskegee, we had the children in New York being given pesticide, we had the radiation of children. That's why a lot of people in his community don't trust the medical establishment. He tried to do what lawyers do. He tried to say, oh, you're saying we're doing Tuskegee and that here. And I said, no. And then he agreed with me then during the break. And I said, didn't you hear about all of these other examples, how they had to stop the anthrax shot for the troops and the smallpox shots? He goes, yeah, I heard about those problems. I admit there's problems. There's some vaccines I don't give my children. And I said, well, come back on air and say that. And he said, no. But for I think people hear me and don't believe me. You just heard the state's attorney in Maryland admit on air that there's no law you have to take these shots. But you see that newscast that's up on PrisonPlanet.com, you wouldn't know that. And I bet you my bottom dollar they're not telling people there's a waiver there. But the waiver's not even needed because there's no law backing that up. And I'm asking listeners to go online and dig up exactly where and when this is. It's all online in the stories. And to go there and to have cameras and to be out front talking to people. My point is that the vaccine groups have been given immunity. And the HPV shot, human papillomavirus, has already killed a bunch of people in horrible deaths. It's a live virus. They're setting the precedent and implying you have to take these, and that's wrong. In closing, listeners, I hope you'll get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I want to just drive up to number one on Amazon, at least number one on documentaries. It's number three on documentaries right now, with only the war and the planet Earth ahead of it. Go there, get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, save $5. We're trying to drive it up to number one because stores around the country, if that happens, will all stock it, and it will reach people that never seen it before. Barnes & Noble, Borders, Virgin, they've all got a couple copies right now of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Call them, make sure they have it. Come in and get it. If they don't, ask them to order more because then the average dumbbells walking around are going to come in contact with this and see it. It's all compartmentalized. We're not saying Glenn F. Ivy, as he kept trying to imply, is a eugenicist or involved in Tuskegee. That's ridiculous. We're saying that he ignorantly goes along with this whole system, and the parents ignorantly aren't aware, and the school isn't, but he had to admit that they're going after him for truancy when the school kicked him out. And you know, because I've seen it 100 times, that school didn't tell those children, hey, there's a waiver right here. No. Why aren't the kids at school? They're so afraid of those shots that they're not putting them in there. And the school has caused the false expulsion, which has now led to them claiming that they're truant. This is outrageous. And it's disgusting. And it needs to stop. So again, ladies and gentlemen, please go up to PrisonPlanet.com and get the article Paul Watson has written about this. And he's going to get the first part of that audio file, and we're going to post it up there for everybody so they can listen to it. Maybe have a headline that he admits it's not a law. He admits it's not a law, but he's going to be there to make sure they're in school when the government kicked them out to begin with. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement right now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Link through to Amazon. Buy it. We sent it from 500 and something to 23. It's at like 28 right now. Let's drive it all the way to number one in documentaries. It's like 28 right now overall, all of Amazon. Let's drive it to number one. You can do it. Do all your Christmas shopping right now. Be done with it. Again, or get Loose Change Final Cut only at InfoWars.com. It's now out, now shipping this week. We are shipping these things out Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Get your Endgame and get your Loose Change Final Cut right now at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue, with never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates.
D. the jump in passengers over last year's holiday numbers. Now, is this not audacity? Here is a company experiencing an increase in demand for their product, and how do they thank the people for choosing to fly? They warn you to expect bad service and long lines. Can you believe these guys? Who else? What other industry could get away with this? You have, and you know, it's just a matter of time till there's a plane on the runway with the toilets backed up, no food, no water, and the passengers going nuts. Hope you have a great Wednesday. We will see you tomorrow.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard